have a minhag from the days of the Gaonim that on a time of people we say Slichas and we say Yudgim and Lidus. Basis in the first pair of Mizrachas, Simon from the Mishnah, basis in the last part of the second Mishnah, where the Mishnah said regarding different Mizrachas, Machim Shom, and Mashiach the Katzah, Machim Shom the Katzah, and Mashiach the Harech. So basis says that our practice is that we are Mishamah sometimes. For example, they give the Mashal, the Baba Tez give the Mashal, that in Mishnah and Esrei, in the Brach of Slach Lein Avim Kirchatanum, and in Pinus Sibu, Yadam Klichas in the middle of the Brach. So we ask it, and it takes 15-20 minutes to say the whole slicha. So that's a brach of tzara, slach l'avim, because I'm making it a brach of yukha. The Tesis explains why it's okay. The Tesis explains the way why it's permissible to add on slichas in the middle of the Shema Esrei. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that it's forbidden to add on tzimutim in the middle of Shema Esrei, on Dalet Parshis, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and to add on a kind of sibur, slichas in the middle, and the minute that the Gaonim instituted to recite the slichas and the Yudgim and Lidus several times on the Tainesim, is not that you should add it on in the middle of the Shmones, you say it after the Shmones. So that's why there are different minhagim and there are different tehillos. In general, regarding saying tiyutim in the middle of the Shmones, there are different opinions. Some the Nitzit had the tribulation of Davos, it's explained by Rishas. Based on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote all the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you're always allowed to add on. That is a shita. Other Rishonim say you're never permitted to add on in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei because of that Mishnah and Brachas, Mach Rishon L'Harich, and so on. Your Rishonim Mabdeh Shetel HaChachamim B'Brachas. And the common practice, I don't know the common practice, but in Lithuania the practice was that in Aseres Mei Tshuva, Rishon Mei Tzipper, Aseres Mei Tshuva you add on. You add on to Yudin, you add on the different lines in Aseres Mei Tshuva in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, and the rest of the year you don't add on, because Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Aseres Mei Tshuva, especially in Bei Hadin, those are special days that were nitro for added tefillah. And all year long, we don't add on to Yom in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. And others have the meaning that they add on all year long, they're different in heart. Because these days, Alpidin, Aminateros, supposed to be Yimei Tzvila, especially Yimei Tzvila, because they Yimei Hadin. Because I said, let's make sure, because both are judging the world. So the Masech HaSachim says like that, that since they Yimei Hadin, so you add on. So the Nitzit writes that in Lithuania, where he came from, that was the practice, that they didn't say Piyutim or Marovis or anything in the middle of the Brachas of Bichos Kriyashma, in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, but after the Shmoneh Esrei, they would say all they wanted all year long. But Aseres Mei Tshuva, they would add on in the Shmoneh Esrei. Those same Arovah told that you're always allowed to add on.
Why is it
matter? Explains why. I don't know, I forgot. Places the Brachas in the end of the first page. It explains why it's not a violation of that Mishnah. Of Mach Mosham Alaharach and Moshe Lekarach and so on. The Prima Gadim just adds on, Mishnah Brukh quotes in the name of the Prima Gadim, that when you allow the adding on of the Slichas, the 15-minute Slichas in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of Slach and Avim Tichasaro, that's only if you're going to have a minion of people fasting. Because in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, you can only add on things. You have a shaykh to the tzibur. The tzibur means 10 people. But if you're not going to have a minion of people fasting, then you're not permitted to add on in the middle of Slach Lomim. That's why in some communities, like over here in Broyes, they add on if it's a time of tzibur that they know everybody's going to fast. Like, or they know that a lot of people are going to fast, like on Tainus Esther or the other Tanais, and they add on the slichas in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Middle of Slach Lomim. Just like the Baal HaTezim. Baal HaTezim, it's a kindness that they don't know how many people are going to fast. Let's say, Baha, you know, a lot of people may not be fasting. A lot of times, like that you say slichas, but you're not sure that you're going to have a million of people fasting. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim that you don't say the slichas in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei because the chazan can't be considered as representing the tzibur if you don't have 10 people fasting, if you only have one or two people fasting. Then you say the slichas after the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara only speaks of laying Kriyas HaTorah on the time of speaker to Mincha, not to Shachar. The Bir Agro, and the Rechayim points out that and Kriyas HaTorah to Shachar is only a Minhag HaGaonim. The days of the Gemara they didn't have to bend us on a Thursday morning. In the days of the Gemara they were laying Parshas Tzav. Like this morning they were laying Parshas Tzav to Mincha, they were laying Vayichal. But the Minhag HaGaonim that we substitute Vayichal instead of Parshas Tzav in the morning. That's not so bad. At least you're reading Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say it would be a tiny tzibur. Let's say tiny tzibur would fall out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday. When there is no, when there is no Kriya Satara normally, the only Medina the Gemara is supposed to have Kriya Satara to Mincha. So what do you mean the Gaonim instituted to learn Kriya Satara to Shachar? Started a new minute to learn Kriya Satara to Shachar. But today on which there's no Takana Satanoim to have Kriya Satara only to Mincha, so how can you learn Kriya Satara to Shachar? Shouldn't it come to do the Brachal of Atala? You can learn whatever you want, but shouldn't it be considered a Brachal of Atala that you say Brachas on a Kriya on a day that you're not Mechuyah, then see that as a Truva. About that he sent to Cincinnati, that they had a Hanukkah space at Knessos or something, they grew up a Sipaterian, they had an orchestra, they were playing music in the street and marching, and they came from a singer to Sipaterian, and they brought him into the shul, and then they decided this is on a Sunday when the people didn't go to work, so then they decided that they wanted to have Kriya Satara and give aliyahs to whoever, auction off the aliyahs, and give aliyahs to whoever would give the most money. So they were laying Kriya Satara on a plain Sunday, middle of the year. So there's a whole machlekes in town whether the brachas constituted brachal of atzolah or not. So they asked the Netziv the shayla. Sent the shayla to Europe to Mishra. So he yesterday did. So he wrote back a tshuva that appears in his paper. He said that he thinks that it is a brachal of atzolah. That since everybody had already recited that to give aliyah to the people who didn't say brachal of atzolah in the morning. But to give aliyah to people who have already recited brachal of atzolah in the morning, then it's a brachal of atzolah. Because you can only recite brachal of atzolah in connection with the Kriya Satara that the Chachamim have instituted. The Chachamim only instituted Kriya Satara on Sheni V'Hamishi. On Monday and Thursday, it's not that the Chachamim instituted you shouldn't go 3 days without Kriya Satara. So you can lay whenever you want. You can lay on Sunday and on Wednesday, as long as you see to it that you won't go 3 days. That's how the Yateris came, sir, on the side of the Arachayim. He says, what happened if the people were in Shul on Shabbos and they had Kriya Satara? And then went by Sunday and Monday, they said there was no Kriya Satara on Monday and Tuesday. You get together, the dominion, you have a Sefer Torah, and you want to learn on Tuesday. To make up for the Takanas Chachon, Shalayal Hashloshis Yonim Belo Torah. The Gemara says the whole Takan of Kriya Satara on Shem HaHamish and Shabbos was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, as it appears in the Chumash, by Yochel Shloshis Yonim Belo Maim, they might know the Torah, the Gemara in the end of the Perak, what is the Gemara in Perak Meruba, Perak Achim? In the Perak Meruba, I think, before we come to the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted this takana, not to go 3 days without Kriya Satara. So the idea is not to go 3 days, it's not so much Shem HaHamishi, it's really not to go 3 days, so if they missed the Kriya Satara on Monday, so you should lay on Tuesday. That's what the Atarik became himself. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the later Achmanim all disagree with the Atarik became, and they say no, that the reason for the takana was Shalayach HaShtoshi Shaman below Torah. But then the nature, then the actual takana itself, the Gufa takana was Dafti Tulein on Shein HaHamishi. Why Dafti Tulein Shein HaHamishi? Why not on Tuesday and Thursday? Why did you make the takana Dafti Wednesday? The Gemara asked Takash, what is the takana said? The Rebbe said, the end of the Rebbe, the Gemara said, the Rebbe 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 said, the Gemara says the Ezra enhanced the Takana, they should give even more aliyahs, or they more suited, even to give the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, we only had one aliyah, the days of Ezra, we added on another two aliyahs, three aliyahs, Moshe HaHamishi, or on the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they perhaps only read three psukim, the days of Ezra, they added on that you should lay a minimum of 10 psukim. Ezra says we enhanced the Takana. The Gemara says the Takana existed already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Tosfos asks, why did they institute Dafka on Monday and Thursday? If the idea is Shalayach HaShlosh is Yomim below Torah. So the Tosfos explains here in Perek Meruba that Shehri Mechamishi are Yimei Rotzon. Just like there are different seasons of the year, that in the springtime and the summer it's warmer than in the winter. Normally it's supposed to be warmer than the winter in the springtime. And Teres Mechubar are Yush Hashem Bihimotso, those days are more susceptible and more misugal for having tshuva accepted. So too, Shein V'Hamishi are more Yimei Rotzon than the rest of the week. Tosfos demonstrates this based on the Pesukim and Chumash. Make a cheshbon when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up on Har Sinai, when did he come down? So the make a cheshbon that the days that he went up and he came down were always Shein V'Hamishi. Three times he went up on 40 days. It's always Sheni V'Hamishi. So Sheni V'Hamishi are Yimei Rotzon. So the Maaseh, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Takana. Sheni V'Hamishi, true, the reason for the Takana was Shalayach HaShlosh Yisamim below Torah, but the Gufa Takana was Sheni V'Hamishi. So if you lay on another day, you can't say a brach. Unless the person didn't say Brichas HaTorah in the morning. That's the gimmick that they have at the women's minyan. They have separate minyan for the girls. So they lay Brichas HaTorah, but there's no minyan, so how can they say a brach? So they don't say a brach. So the girls feel left out. I'm saying brach. So they tell them they can say brachas because they know that they didn't say brachas atera in the morning. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch that women who are learning Torah are also obligated to say brachas atera in the morning. They're supposed to say. But we know that they don't say in the morning. They just doesn't baruch shama. They say brachas hashachar. They don't say brachas atera. So they, those places where they have the women's minyan, so they fool the women into believing that they're getting an aliyah the same as anybody else is getting an aliyah. And they can say the bracha the same as anybody else can say a bracha, which is a fraud. They're not saying the bracha the same as anybody else. They're saying the bracha because we know that they haven't said the bracha in the morning. And if they would have done what they were supposed to do, they were supposed to say the bracha in the morning before they say psukkah and zimra, before they say anything from Divrei Torah, then they wouldn't be allowed to say a bracha on the Kriya Sofer. You don't have a minyan. That's what the Nitziv talks about in that shuvah. The machlok, he claims it's a machlok, as he quotes from the earlier Achronim from Be'er Sheva, that it appears to be a machlok, as the Magen Avraham quotes that also, it appears to be a machlok as between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether Birchas HaTorah is deraisa only the Tzibur, or even the Yochid. If you say Birchas HaTorah is deraisa only the Tzibur, then it's a din deraisa, that whenever you're laying Kriyas HaTorah with Tzibur, you have to say Birchas HaTorah, whether it's Shenev HaMishi or a different day. But if you should assume like the Nitziv assumes the Bavli hold, that's not a Be'er Sheva, that's a machlok the Bavli and Yerushalmi. If you should assume like the Bavli, that Birchas HaTorah, even the Yochid, is the Raisa. So then when you get to Kriyas HaTorah, why do you say another Birchas HaTorah? It's not that now the Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. No, it was the Raisa when you said the Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So isn't everything covered? So the Rishayim say, yeah, but this is a special Takanas HaKamim of Kriyas HaTorah, that you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah with the brochets. If you learn the Kriyas HaTorah without the brochets, then you're not yet to the Kriyas HaTorah. So let you tell them the story the way you remember that Rav Elvola and his uncle once came into Shul on Shabbos afternoon, a little late to Mincha. He came in after the Kohen had already said Baruch Hashem on Vayrach before he said the Birchas HaTorah. He came in time to hear the Kohen say the Bracha, Shabbat HaBonu, but he missed the Baruch Hashem on Vayrach. He says he remembered the way his uncle gave a crack to him, said, he missed Kriyas HaTorah, he's going to have to go to a different shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. He thought that even the Baruch Hashem on Vayrach is also ma'akev in the Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't hear the, not the shul, you don't necessarily have to hear it, it's a different question whether you have to hear it. But if it's a big crowded shul, you don't hear it. That would appear to me that you have to be part of that sipur at the time that the baruch is being recited, at the time that the Birchas HaTorah is being recited. That was the takanas hacham.
No, but I mean, if you want to take out a certain time on Sunday,
isn't
it?
Right. The Nitziv recommends that you shouldn't to be choshish for the Yerushalmi Shita. Be choshish for the Yerushalmi Shita. But in many communities, they do it. By the Hasidim, they lay in the first 12 days, no? In Chodesh Nisan, no? They lay in the Parshas Chanukah on the steam. They lay, and they lay in Tavra, or on Hashanah Rabbah they lay in. Hashanah Rabbah night they lay in without a bracha. So they don't follow the Nitziv. They don't follow. But he recommends, and not true, that you shouldn't do it because the Yerushalmi's opinion is that Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa only with Tzibur. So you'll be mevatel mitzvah if you lay in Kriyas HaTorah without bracha. If you don't lay in Kriyas HaTorah, you're not mevatel anything. If you do Talmud Torah Barabim. If you do Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim without reciting the Birchas HaTorah, then you have Avatel a mitzvah deraisa, according to the Yerushalmi of Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah,
anytime
you like.
No, he says we don't pass like the Yerushalmi, but he recommends
you
should be cautious for the Yerushalmi and not blame Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim without reciting the Bracha. In other words, without only on a day that you're Mechuyif to land. So that's the question. Let's say if the Tainus falls out, if Tainus Esther or any Tainus would fall out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, and a day that there's no Takanas HaTanoim to Lein Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, and then it's Tainus if you Lein Kriyas HaTorah, then so it's a Bracha L'Atolah. So how come, what do you mean, the Gaonim instituted a minute? You started a minute to say a Bracha L'Atolah? You have a minute to say Kriyas HaTorah, fine, but how can I have a minute to say Kriyas HaTorah with Brachas? So the answer is that the day is a day on which you Lein Kriyas HaTorah, because Temincha Be'al Misakim. And a tainus tibet to mincha, that's takanas hatanaim, that you have to lay Kriyas HaTorah with bracha. So as long as you have to lay to mincha, so you can lay to shakras also with a bracha. It's a chiddush. Okay. So let's say when a chachamim on the stocking to have Kriyas HaTorah on a specific day, does it mean you have to have the Kriyas HaTorah dafke in that part of the day? Say on a normal Tuesday, on a normal Monday or Thursday morning. You have to have Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. Or if you didn't have a minyan in the morning, then you get together a minyan in the afternoon, a minyan of people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, can they say Kriyas HaTorah with brachas in the afternoon? So the Birkei Yosef quotes HaKhanim and says, yes, that Kol HaYayim, the Tachanas HaKhanim, you can learn Kol HaYayim any time of the day. Preferable to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, Shabbos, after the after the Chazaras Hashatz before Rashi Yivolatziya. That's what Chachamim were mistakenet. And if you didn't, you can learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon also. Some Achronim disagree, but it's like that. It assumes that that's the Pesach La'alocha, that you can learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon also. The Takanas HaChachamim was, you can learn any time in the day. So that's apparently what the Gaonim thought. That when there was a Takanas HaChachamim in the Gemara to learn Kriyas HaTorah by Minseh and a Tainis Tzibur, they felt it would not constitute a Brachal of Atol if you learn Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. You can learn it twice. You can learn Kriyas HaTorah twice. The Tainis Tzibur is a day on which the HaChachamim were mistaken Kriyas HaTorah. But you can learn it many times if you want. So it doesn't constitute a Brachal of Atol. It's interesting. So let's say on a normal Monday, you've already learned, everybody learned Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. Then you decide they want to get together, learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. So the Gaonim apparently are assuming that it wouldn't constitute a Brachal of Atol. Once the HaChachamim were mistaken in Kriyas HaTorah on this day, on a Tainis Tzibur, so not only were they mistaken in Mincha, you can learn on your own Tashakas also if you want. You're not mechuyftu, but if you do, it won't be a Brachal of Atol. So who are dinami? Let's say on any Monday or Thursday, if you've already, Dominion, you've already heard Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. If you get together and decide they want to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon, it's also okay. It's interesting. Is that so? I don't know. Yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Or Sunday.
But
he says we pass him like the Bavli, but you should be choshish for the Yerushalmi that you shouldn't lame Barabim if that's saying a bracha. So you should never lame Barabim if you're not mechuyev to lame. So you know for sure you'll be able to say. That's what he has in his shoe. Be choshish for both. I think he assumes Nikra, I think we pass him like the Bavli, and we're choshish for the Yerushalmi. We have a minig when we lame Kriyas HaTorah on a tiny Tzibur that we say along Hashem Hashem Kel Rachim Echanun, or we say also with the Balkore, we say along Shem Echaron Atech Lenachem Al Aroli Amech. And then we have a minig when we lay in the Megillah that we say along with the Balkore, yeah, Ish Yuri Hoy Beshushan Abiro, what for Yosem Rachim Amelach. But interesting, this is one minig. This minig goes together. The Eshkol quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon that there are 10 psukim scattered throughout Tanakh, but the minig is that the Tzibur says along with the Balkori. Now we don't have the full minig; we do Rekala, parts of the minig. And he lists off what the 10 are. Hashem Yirachem Lachem Atem Tachrishim. We haven't continued that minig. By Amir Hashem of Moshe Avdo, speak about Amuna. Hashem Yishmacham Hashem Shmam Yicham Lachem Beilam Hashem Yicham Lachem Gav Balkori. Mikdash Hashem Kol Yadach Hashem Yilachu Yalom Voed. So many from the Shira. ויאמינו השם יש מוכם ומלחם ביוחם ויגש השם כנדה השם אבל פייט ונשיר תמוך הים חזכר המולי שוב בחרון נפך השם השם קרח מלחם ומח לא לבישתו תמוך חזכר המולי say מחי הזכר המולי both from בשלח and from כיסא and then in the vein we don't have because this is the original meaning that the Rav Chaim Vilna says is to stay along with the chazan and then he repeats it later. And then he lifts off in the V'in to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. When you lay in that after, Baruch Kvod Hashem in Ma'aseh Merkava. Lo Yimushu Mipicha Mipizaracha. And after us, Yom Kippur in Yerach. Ma'aseh Merkava is on Shavuos. Yeah, I think so. Then when you say Lo Yimushu Mipicha Ba'after us in Kippur, I don't remember. And then the Ktuvim, there are two. By Yehudim HaYisrael, V'simcha Kimart Chai HaYehudim. Yesh Mosifim, Ish Yehudi Hoi Beshushan Abir, Marcha Yotim Lasnei Amarach Shem Yitzuki Gulo, and Yesh Mosifim Osa Mchumish, V'salach Bala Manenu Chatsheim Hum Chalton. So it's interesting that this meaning is connected with the other meaning. The meaning to say over the Ktuvim and the Kriya Fatera and the Tanish Tzibur, from the Rav Tzadi Yon, and we let it talk to you. Aseret Bnei Homan. It says Bnei Homan if it's the Achrenim are not so keen about the minig that everybody says that they're Bnei Homan. It comes from the Ragat Shavah what the minig came from. The stifle has a whole pilful. And a Sefer HaBracha is Psahol Chakirim. It's a very abstruse Chakirim. What's the nature of the din of Shemer Kaina? If somebody says Kiddush and I listen, if somebody says Havdalah and I listen, that I am Yotzei with Shemer Kaina. What does the din of Shemer Kaina do? Shemer Kaina mean is considered as if I'm saying it. Kaina, considered as if I said it also. Shemer Kaina means that you Yotzei with Shmi Alon. When the Torah says Zachor, Siyam HaShabbos Lekatsho, and it means Zachreu, Lahaskiro, to mention Shabbos, it doesn't necessarily mean to mention it. You can be Yotzei Kiddush either by speaking about Shabbos or by hearing someone else speak about Shabbos. Shemeya is Yotzei Ki'oina, as if he would have said it. But it's not that it's considered as if he said it, and it's Yotzei because he said it, he didn't say it. Shemeya kind of means that Yotzei with Shmiya. That's the Hakira that that this type of. So he claims that this is a machlokes between the Beis HaLevi and the Netziv. But he says Shemeya Kone by Duchanim. The Beis HaLevi has in Netziv HaChumash that if you have a few Kohanim going up to Duchan and one of them has laryngitis and he can't speak, so he quotes from the Reishis Bikurim, from one of the Goyanim in Vilna, who wrote the Reishis Bikurim. Sal Vilna, or Shlomo Vilna, they're two brothers, and one of them wrote that Sefer. Yeah. Sal Vilna wrote the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, and he was a very young boy. So he writes in the Sefer that you say Shemei Kainah, that one Kohen should say the Duchanim out loud, the other one should be Yotzei, which Shemei Kainah, that's considered to be also said. So the Beis HaLevi disagrees. He says, how can you say Shemer Kohenah? But it's not Kol Rom. The halacha is that when you duch and the Kohenim have to speak, be Kol Rom. So it's not Kol Rom. So the Nesid has Mitzvah, and they should Dover, at the end of the Tshuvah San Chelek Arachayim, he has Heoreth on Arachayim. So he has, they were contemporaries of both Rosh Hashivas and Valojan at the same time. There's a little friction, between the Beis HaLevi and the Nesid. So the Nesid, who was the Kol Rosh Hashivah at the same time as Beis HaLevi, writes, he doesn't attack, he doesn't write what the whole background is, he just writes regarding Shmei Kone by Duchening. He says some kind of that you can't say Shmei Kone because you need Kol Rom, and Shmei Kone is Mamish Bidmama. You don't hear a sound, the person's not saying anything. You can say it's considered as if he said, but he mumbled it under his breath, nobody heard it, you can't consider Kol Rom. So he says that doesn't make any sense, because the Mishnah says in Bikurim that there used to be mockery, everybody who brought Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Originally, those who knew how to say Arami Yavodah Yer Mitzrayim on their own, so they said, those who didn't know how to say, so how you makin osam? You claim to say Arami Yavodah Yer, the farmer would be Yotzei with Shemei Kainah. And then they instituted Shemei Makin as Hakol, because Shalol Avashis Misheni Yadeh, the farmers were so embarrassed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. They had 10 people online, the guy before we rattled off, they had on the wall. They had the Parashas Arami Yavodah Yer engraved in a golden plaque. The Mishnah says in Yuma that Heleni Amalka, I think, donated such a plaque, Parashas Seifer. They have also Parsha Arami Avodavi. So the people who knew how to say said on their own. The people who didn't know were embarrassed. So they had to have the Kohen say for them. And then they were embarrassed so much that they stopped bringing Bikurim Lagamri because of the Busha. So the Mishnah says Bikurim that they instituted that the Kohen should be Makri for everybody. So the Yitziv learns Pshat in that Mishnah. Shehu Makri Netakol. What does it mean Makri? Not that the Kohen says, say after me, Arami Yavidovi, and the farmer says, Arami Yavidovi, Bayer Mitzrayim, Bayer Mitzrayim. Not that he says word for word the same. The Kohen rattles off Arami Yavidovi, and the farmer is Yotzei with Shemeya Kohenah. So he says, I, the Gemara says in Sota that you have to have Amira be called Ram, and you say Arami Yavidovi. And Mikra be Kurim, you have to have the called Ram. You see that you say Shemeya Kohenah even for called Ram. What does the Beis HaLevi do with the Mishnah? So the Mefarshim and the Mishnah have an alternate shot, but it doesn't mean that the Kohen says, and the farmer is Yotzei b'Shemei Kohenah. It means, makrin means that they say after him word for word. He says Arami Avodavi, and the farmer says Arami Avodavi, but not that you relied on Kol Rom, not that you relied on Shemei Kohenah. So the disciple claims that this is what the pilpul is all about. What's the shaila whether Shemei Kohenah is considered the Kol Rom or it's not considered the Kol Rom? So he says, this is the shaila. The Shemei Kohenah means that you Yotzei b'Shmiya, even though you didn't have an Amir, even though you didn't have an Amira, that is Ke'oneh, Shmiya is just as good as Amira. Oh no! You have to have Amira, but Shemei Kohenah means it's considered as if you had said. That's what he says, is the Kudas HaMachloik is between the Reishis Bikurim and the Netziv on the one hand, as opposed to the Beis HaLevi on the other hand. So, and that's the Shaila. If it's considered as if his Amira shtokh to me, his whole Amira carries over to me, so it's considered as if I said it to call wrong, like he said it to call wrong. So all of the properties of his Amira carry over to me. But if you say that it's just that it's Yeshua with Shemiya, but it's not that it's considered Ka'amira Mamish, just that Shmiya is just as good, so the Shmiya is not the Kol Rom, so whenever you need the Kol Rom, so it won't be any good. That's what the disciple quotes in the name of the Chazon Ish. He says that that's the Bir HaMachlokes. If that's the Pshat, And the Rabbi Shavar tainas like this. He said, the Gemara says you have to read when the Balkar reads that there's an Ham, you have to read the Neshima Acha. So the Shaila is, if everybody reads the wrong Megillah, so everybody reads the Neshima Acha. But if you're not reading, you're wrong. But listening to the Balkar read, then you hear it to the Shema Koina. So there's a Shema Koina carry over that it considers as if you said the Neshima Acha as well. So that depends, that should depend on this Machloikis. If this is the Pshat and the Machloikis. So Lechik has a whole different shot from what this issue is with the Kol Rav. That's how the stipler presents it, I think, based on a Chazon Ish. But that's what the issue is. Whether Shema Kaina means that his Amira carries over to me, or means I'm Yotzei B'Shemira and I don't need Amira. Even if that's not the Pshat there, there is such a Machlokes in Achrayim. There is such a debate. Even if that's not the Pshat and the base to Levi, other Achrayim do say like that. We'll get to it in a minute. Other Achrayim say the foolish like that. The Shema Kaina means that Yotzei B'Shemira and you don't need Amira. So the Nafkamina will be, is it called the Neshima Achas? If you say that you carry over the whole Amira from the other person, so it's called the Kol Rav, it's called the Neshima Achas. But if you say that Shemir Kodim means that Yotzei Shmiya, you don't need Amira, you don't need Kriya, Shmiya is sufficient, but then if you need the Neshima Achas, so that property of the Amira will not be carried over. So that's what the Rav Chava said, that's why the meaning in many shuls is that that everybody says the Aseres Bnei Haman along with the Balkore, before the Balkore, in order to obtain this Hidu Lachatchila of having the Neshima. And then he says that that's the reason why the Aseres Bnei Haman are written in Osiris Gedolos, written in big letters. And the Vilna Gantainid, where in the world did they get this meaning from? It's not found in the Masera. So he says, no, they used to write in big letters in the Siddur. They used to write in big letters whatever the Tzibu would say along. Where does it say that? So he says, the Thesis says like that. Thesis in Sochim talks about a bracha, that all brachas have to be Tosef Bezorah, the Chais of the Bezorah. So Thesis has a kasha, they have one of the brachas of Torah. It's not the bracha right after the Torah. Tzurko v'alaman, tzarik v'chal adoras, tzarkil anaman ha'amer, v'yosem dam shkol v'ar ha'med kol tzarek. The bracha of Ruben is not placed in the bracha. Then you have Ne'amon, Atohu Hashem, Rokeinu, Ne'amon, Devorecha. It's not Tosef Bezorah. The Thesis answer is one parak on both kashas, that this is one bracha. Tukal Ha'olam, and it continues Ne'amon, and it ends off Hakela Ne'amon B'chol B'varav. That's one long bracha. You're not supposed to say Amen after the person who got the Aliyah says Shkol B'varav and Mesh B'tel Giyon say Amen. So the Shara said, why is it a new paragraph Ne'amon? It's all one bracha. The Hakam and the Sidurim takes the kasha on the princes. How come the Pintas put in the Sidurim as a separate paragraph with big letters on them on the Thesis quotes in the Masech HaSotim that the practice was that everybody would chime in with the one who got the Haftarah. They would all sing along with them on. So Rabbi Mizrach Achor Lo Yoshuv Reikam up until there, and then the one who got the Aliyah would say Kikel Melav Ne'amon V'Racham Anot on his own without everybody else. But since the meaning was that everybody said along with him, so the printers made it in a separate paragraph in a big letters that everybody should know when you look in the Siddur that that's what they're supposed to say along with the one who got the Aliyah. So the Rabbi Chava claims that for the same reason, just like Tracy says, you put it in big letters as a Siddur that everybody should know that they should say along. That's why the Aseres Bnei Haman are put in big letters also, because everybody should say along in order to acquire this seal of the Neshima. No. It's highly questionable whether that's...
Could you be Mechalik and say that Neshima Akas is a different kind of din, it's that you have to maybe have it all together, and just Metzius, if you're notioning in the middle of the two words, then you don't have it all together. But if another person is reading for me, so they say, hey, Kintze, if you say his reading is like me saying, so I can be breathing, and yet I can be saying it all together.
There must be some svar l'chalak, yeah. The Pashtun must be some svar l'chalak to explain why it's good. That's difficult meaning. That's not from the Pesukei Nachomim. That's not from the Pesukei Heishuv HaGul of the state. That's not the old meaning. In fact, that's not the next one of me. Everybody should say long, that's everything happened. If they say it, they say long. If you don't have such a minute, you're not mechitzah instantly. Where do you find this Shaila Taka about the nature of Shemei Kona, whether Shemei Kona means that you're to be Shemiya, or Shemei Kona means that it's considered as if you said it? So, not necessarily. So, I talk often and read by Parsha Zohar. Some Achrayim came up with a wild einfall. That the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in Parshas Kitei, it says Zachor is a shas l'chamol, then it ends up loy tishkach. So the Gemara says Zachor yochal b'leiv, v'amoloy v'loy tishkach. Harei zechira b'leiv v'ma. Hamana mekayim Zachor. Zachor means b'teh. So if it means b'teh, so how are you with the Balkari laning for us? That's not b'teh. We didn't say. So you say Shemeh Koina. So you say, no, Shemeh Koina just means that you get to be Shmir, but it's not considered Amira. So that's why some Achrayim, the Minchas Aluza, comes up with such an Aifa. And some Spadish Achrayim, independently of Minchas Aluza, also came up with this strange Aifa, that when the Balkori Leng Parshas Ark on Shabbos, everybody in the shul should say along softly with him, Balakash, from the Zidr, from the Chumash, because otherwise they won't be Yaitse. So the Gemara says it has to be the pet. If it's Balei. And Shemeh Kaina doesn't mean that his Amira carries over to me, it's considered as if I said it. It just means that you're Yaitse with Shemir, but whenever the din requires Afka Amira, the pair, so the pair it isn't. It's very difficult. The Pashto says that the later Achrayim disagree, and they say, Rav Avadi Yosef has a true about this. And one of his little sons, he says, according to later Achrayim, they say that it's not correct. And Shemeh Koina means that it does carry over, and Bedavki, you shouldn't say along Balachash, because the Rosh says in Brochas that the requirement there is to learn Parshas Zohar is Metech HaKtav with a minion. So if everyone's going to read along softly from their own Chumash, they're not being Yetzir with a minion. They're saying it for themselves, and they're not learning Metech HaKtav. So they're not becoming the mitzvah at all. Fakir, they're ruining the mitzvah. Like the Poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, they quote in the name of the Rishonim, when a Balkori learns the Megillah on Purim, you shouldn't read along softly from a Pasul of Megillah. Shouldn't read along word for word from a Chumash that's printed. You have to learn Metech HaKtav. If you're reading from this, this is not called Metech HaKtav. It's no good. Unless the Balkore missed a word or something, or they were clapping hum and it made so much noise, so you didn't hear a word, then you should say softly that word that you missed, Metech HaKtav. But the Gemara says that it's unlike Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says that regarding Kriyas HaMegillah, all you need is that the rove of the Megillah should be read from a Kosher Megillah. As long as the rove is read from a Kosher Megillah in the Miyud, you have to learn every word in the Megillah, you have to hear every word. But if the rove was read from a Kosher Megillah, and the Miyud was read from a Basla Megillah or Baal Peh, so that's okay. And it doesn't mean, yeah, that's only B'diyah. The Chachili should hear everything from a Kosher Megillah. All right. The Chachili should hear everything from a Kosher Megillah. That's why the Chassam Sofer, who was the originator of the Chumrah, to lay twice Bifnehem and Lifnehem, and Lahashmin Vilaharag, with Vilaharag and Laharag with the Vav, without a Vav, we don't do what he did. He used to tell the Sofer to put in the missing letter in the Megillah. He had Bifnehem and he told him to write down a Lamed on top. And if I had Lahashmin Laharag, they had him come to add on a Vav, Benashitim. So then is if you're missing a word, missing a letter, so you can add on the letter Benashitim and say the Torah. Or in others, in Tefillah Mezuzah you can, because you need to see the Kesidron. But in the Sefer Torah Megillah you can add on. So he wanted to have everything to Pech HaKtav. So he was machmir to lane over twice, Bifneim and Bifneim. He had everything with Pech HaKtav. He had the Lamed written in, and he had the Vav written in by the Vila Hara. Then they're matchik. Those are Minchas Alozer who has this time file with matchik, that's all Shmi and this Amir. It's very dechik. The Pashtus of the whole thing is wrong. Yonisa v'yamarta, right? It says Yonisa v'yamarta. How can you say that? That's the case where that we could have said it. And now we could have said on this one day that we read the whole thing. There's a shadow, whether the coin said and the farmer was Yetzir with Shemekah, or the farmer said word for word. So it says there, Mamish v'yamarta. So I guess he'll have to say, it says v'yamarta, so it means that he says after him, word for word, he says after him. But whenever there's a din of, that's what he claims, whenever there's a real din of Amira, then you can't be Yotzer Shemekh. So wild Chiddush, we don't assume like that. We don't assume. Then the person can point out, you can't be Yotzer Kriyas HaMegillah Shalai Kesidron. You can't be Yotzer Lemachle. Let's say, the Balkar read the whole Megillah, and we missed 30 times when he said Haman, because they were clapping Haman. So you can't say, at the end of the whole Kriyas HaMegillah, Dove Tayyip Kalama, you say Haman, 30 times in the Yotzer. You're not Yotzer that, you have to be Kesidron. So if you miss the word from the Balkar, you should say quickly that word from a printed or Baal Peh, or from a printed Chumash, and then have pick up with the Balkari when he continues to lay right.
So, and when people complain about not being Yotzer Megillah and Moshe Shom, they can actually, if they read the word, they missed the additional
problem. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier post like that. Everybody should do like that. Everybody should have a Chumash and look along. And then whenever they miss a word, because it's noisy, because they didn't hear it clearly, or because the Balkar made a mistake, whatever, they should say it from the printed Chumash, and they should make sure that everything is read Kesidron, up until that word they heard from the Balkar properly. And that word they missed, so they should say that. And while they're saying that word, they're missing another two words, so they better say three words, and then start paying attention, continue paying attention to the Balkar, right? That's what he recommends, that everybody should do that. The Achrayim are very much against the Shalom, and the others are very much against the whole idea of making a racket in the middle of the Kriyas HaMegillah. They say that most of the Balabatim Shul don't know this trick, that they're supposed to read along with the Balkari and Kassidron and the whole thing. So it comes out that when they make noise in the middle of the Kriyas HaMegillah, they ruin the Kriyas, they ruin the mitzvah for everybody. No one's yet to the mitzvah. Very few people know this, the people who are in the Mishnah Berurah quote. You should say along, and the missing words, and the miut, and the row. They're very much against it. In fact, the whole minhag of clapping homer was the Seder B'toyer by us. There's a Shalom. There's a Sefer Shalom, Shnebuchas Adur, by the rabbi from Frankfurt, Rabbi Shai Horowitz, and then there's a Sefer Kitzur Shalom. Somebody made it a rich form of the Shalom. So in the Kitzur Shalom, he sometimes adds on his own hair. So the Haggoyas on the Kitzur Shalom, he adds on that, he quotes from earlier referendums that the whole minute is we have it, a clap and homer is a mistake. He says they didn't clap homer every single time they say homer. They would only clap homer when it says he's Mapala. When it says they killed him, and they buried him, and they hung him up, and they said they're going to kill him, and so on. When he gets his Mapala, then you clap homer. When it says, Gidol HaMelech has homer, or it says the homer is up, and the homer is yes, and the homer is this, and the homer is that, what are you clapping homer for? He says the meaning only is on the latter psukim, and it says, Mapalosa shal homer. It's a terrible thing in yeshiva also. It's terrible. I don't know about yeshivas here. It's terrible. People make such a racket. It's impossible to be yaitzik kriyas HaMegillah. Unless you know this dinner, you're laying the miut bal peh. Number one, it's only b'di yevid. Number two, 95% of the people don't know that dinner. They have to say along. They have to say those words that they missed in hearing from the bal korah. Bal korah
wait after he says
Shalom. Yeah. A good bal korah. Nice guy. If he waits, he's good. He should.
There's no special requirement that you have to put a special requirement for the shift that you have to put yourself and shift into the requirement for it.
That's the shayla. That's what the stipula claims is the shorish hamachlokes between the Deis HaLevi as against the Reishis Bikurim and the Nitzir.
So you shliach killed the shayla.
Shliach kills?
The shayla.
Yeah.
So you say you wouldn't go to the Gaul if you didn't do a Dalek there.
That's a different shalom. That's not shlichus. This shemiah kainah is not based on shlichus. It's a different book. Abne Nezer, we discussed once. Abne Nezer pointed out that shemiah kainah is not based on shlichus. It's a different halacha. One pointed out that the Gemara says in Megillah that really the kriyas atari have to have three aliyahs. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, and a sum total of 10 psukim. So one of the three aliyahs is going to have four psukim. So the Gemara says whoever gets the fourth pasuk is meshubach. He's meulah. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter whether the first one, the second one, the third one gets a four psukim, but when it gets 12 psukim is moving. If you're going to lay in anyway 12 psukim, so you should see that everybody should get the 4 psukim. So we once mentioned that the Baruch Epstein in his autobiography writes that one of his uncles was a lady, and he was always unhappy about the fact that on a tiny sea where there are so many psukim there, and the lady only gets 3 psukim. He could get another 15 psukim, and he wouldn't be cheating anybody. The Kohen gets many more than 4, and the Yisur gets many more than 4. The lady only gets 3. So whenever he got the aliyah on the tiny people, he would insist that the Balkari should give him more. So the Gemara said, this is Meshubah. This is not halacha Moshe Mikina. You have to be shame, you shlish, and revi. There's no din that you have to doctor follow what it says. The Gomer Glenn never followed that. The quote in the Maeserah, the Glenn never followed what it said. On Shani Vachamishi, he didn't insist that you have to line up until Shani. You lay 10 psukim, the 10 psukim, 12 psukim, whatever you want to lay. You finish in Indian. You're not willing to lay until Shani. So it's one Shabbos. You're not really adopted to stop at those poisons. You can stop wherever you want. And the tiny seaboard, it's a bit of a problem. Why, you have a very strange meaning. Why the lady only gets 3 psukim? If you have so many psukim ahead of you, why don't you give them 4? Usually we have a minute to give Maksa Shekel in between Myrav and in between Mincha and Myrav. And Tanya says that right before the Kriyas HaMegillah is going to be after Myrav, so you give the Matzah Shekel right before Myrav, in between Mincha and Myrav. The Shabbos, when you have Tanya Sester on Thursday, and the Kriyas HaMegillah is going to be on Motzei Shabbos, so when do you have the Matzah Shekel? So the Kapach Ayin points out, based on the Ramah, that the Matzah Shekel is supposed to be given today. On the Tainus Sibun. It's based on the Gemara and Brachas in the first paragraph, but the Gemara says, Agra the Tainus is Tidkisa. The main star that a person gets for fasting on a Tainus is not so much that he fasts, because he's going to eat a big supper tonight. So make up anything that he fasts. He's not going to lose so much weight. The main star is that they would go around and with Mahatma, they would go around and collect a lot of tzedakah on a Tainus Sibun. And that's the main star that a person ever gets on any Tainus, from any fasting at all, is Tidkisa, the giving of the stuff. So the Esther wife should arrange that they should have the Masa Shekel today. How do you not do it? And they should, supposed to do it today. You don't give today, it doesn't matter. The Gaon even started this thing, and they said you can give. But they don't know, and usually people don't give the Dalai Lama. Start to give, try to give today, the Dalai Lama. Some are makwa dapka to give coins and not to give paper money. We mentioned when we learned at the beginning of Kiddushin that there is a machlokas akrana where the paper money is considered kesef, a paper money is considered shavah kesef. One opinion is that kesef is only silver money. And prutash on the choshes, if the copper coins are not considered kesef. That the rider chief and the rajbod disagrees with the rider on dapki base and he holds that even all coins are considered kesef, as opposed to shavah kesef, which is commodities. But there's still a shaila about paper money. For different reasons. Our friends have different objections why possibly paper money should not be considered kesef. There are some paper has a percent of truth. It has this sign for it. Paper money is not called kesef. So in the Gyantan holds like that, then the Gyantan said there's a steer between two truths and some paper, so he holds that paper money is not called kesef. Shaila, there's a steer. One truth of some paper says that it is called kesef. If it's kohanet, there's a truth that it is called kesef. He writes in the Ein Yitzchak. He has a raya, an ongit, make a raya from the basis of Kiddushin, the first parrot. And we didn't discuss. We learned the Tesla, but we didn't go through his raya. Why didn't, so Tesla has a kashu, a psukim, why didn't you say that you need that person because of paper money, because it's not called the kesef? You know. A parrot has a raya from the Tesla, the paper, they hold the paper money is called kesef. You know, whatever, with the raya, without the raya, he passes by the paper money is called kesef. So the purpose of Pinyin Ma'as Hashemi with Machmer, that's what our friend said. The Pisca Chuvah Chashem Mishpat quotes this on Simon Tzadik Hathing, Ryan Heft, on the Simon of Eidish Boim Malach Shtoris. So it discusses whether paper money is called Shtoris or paper money is called Kesef. And then Afkamin, the main Afkamin is whether you can be paid in Maisa Sheni on paper money. So that's some says right at the Minigolim, is that not? That you're not paid in Maisa Sheni on paper money, only on coins. But you can use any coin, not the Afkasun coins, you use other metals as well. But as far as Machzah Shekel, to be Machmed Dafke, to have a Zecha to the Machzah Shekel, that it should Dafke be coined and not paper money, to go so far to be Machmed, it's not necessary. Shalit, how much do you have to give to the Machzah Shekel? For the meaning is that I'm also meaning is to give three Machziot HaShekel. How much is a Shekel? So let's say Pigin HaBen, we discussed many times, Pigin HaBen is, the Chazanish says Pigin HaBen is 96 grams of pure silver, and other parts can say that it's supposed to be 105 grams of pure silver. And others say somewhere in between that. Some say 102 grams, whatever. So let's say according to the Chazanish, let's say 96 grams, and he says the minigolim is that you give 100 grams. Since it's so close to 100, you give 100. That's 100 grams of pure silver, let's say, will be how much money? So let's assume, let's make believe it keeps on fluctuating a little bit. Let's assume that it's $45. So you have to give $45 for picking up then. So if that's 5 shkolim, so how much is Machta Shekel? $1.5? Anybody give $1.5? That's Machta Shekel. Then you have to give 3 times Machta Shekel. How much is that? 3 times $4.5. 13 and a half dollars. Most people don't give that. So the minigolim is that you don't give that. That you give Machta Shekel, you give a half of whatever is the Mazdeh Hayyot the Bershu Gedina. Dollars, and you give a half of the dollar is a Machta Shekel. Then you give 3 of those. The shaila is, what if it would turn out the reverse? What if it would turn out that that the United States would cancel the dollars? There wouldn't be any dollars. They'd only have $50 units. The major unit would be a $50 bill or something. Would you have to give $150? So then the Achrayim would say, no, you give whatever is left. Either you give the $13.5, or you give the 3 machzah. You give whatever is better for your purposes. 3 times machzah shekel. Not mukhif to be machzah to give 3 real machzah shekel. The whole thing is only a minig anyway, as a zeich al amach
tashem. What about in Israel?
Should we have shekel? But the shekel is the matveh hayotze b'yis ha-medin? They don't have anything else. No. Do they have any other denomination? Shekel. No. Why the shekel is... A prut is around a penny and a half. A prut is something to a penny. That's what it's worth. Shekel is less than a penny?
Yeah, it's 1 pound.
I don't know. The Gemara says that there's a difference between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yachad and Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. That there's always, the Gemara has a Machlokes, the first parak in Megillah, whether you have to lay the Megillah Bizman or Dafke B'Tzibur or not. Shaloi Bizman, you certainly have to lay the Tzibur. What do you mean Shaloi Bizman? What do you mean you're reading the Megillah Shaloi Bizman? is the Bnei HaKfarim who are Magdimim. The Mishnah writes in the first Mishnah Megillah, they gave a cooler for those people who don't live in it, not Bnei HaKrachim, not Bnei HaYorah. Bnei HaKfarim, that they can read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnis, on the Monday or the Thursday before Purim. So they can only read the Megillah, since they're reading Shlomo Bismarck, they can only read the Megillah Basara if they have a minion. If they don't have a minion, then they cannot be able to decrease the Megillah. That's how the Gemara says. And there's a machlokes, Rav and Rabbami, what about Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano? Do you have to have a minion on that? Then there's a machlokes Rishonim in connection with this Gemara. What is this whole Gemara talking about? This is Lahatchila, this is B'di'evet. This whole Gemara goes up, Bnei HaKfarim can only read the Megillah with a minion. That's the Likuda, but that's only Lahatchila. So that's the further machlokes from Rishonim. But you see from the Gemara, either there's a din Lahatchila, perhaps there's even a din B'di'evet, that Kriyas HaMegillah sometimes has to be Basar. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, they should always be careful to read the Megillah with a minion. The Shabbos, what is a minion? Let's say a woman just had a baby and she's in the hospital. You don't have a minion. So what if you get together 10 women had babies? Constitute a minion for Dovish and Gdusha, for Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish, and Baruch and so on. So too, 10 women do not constitute a minion for the purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah Basar. And Yozaru, I disagree, Yozaru is Nakal, and he thinks that 10 women do constitute a minion, and they would be called Kriyas HaMegillah Basar. But the Shiloh, do you gain anything? I think to it that you have 10 women. Let's say you have the one who's reading the Megillah is going to be a man, you have one, and then another couple of people, and then you have a few women all together, you have men and women together, you have 10 people. So the Yozaru claims, since it's not an Indian of Dorish of Begush, it's an Indian of Pesumi Nisa, that's why you need the minion over here. So for Pesumi Nisa purposes, women are included in the number of 10. So that's the Shalad. Do you gain anything by having 10 people around if you're not going to have 10 men? Number one. Number two, do you recite the Bracha Shalach Reho? The Chabar writes that you only say the Bracha, however, as you reign, the Bracha shall open out before the Kriyas HaMegillah is Medina, because it's like Mukhish to say all the three Brachas. The Bracha Shalach Reho, that we recite after we finish Kriyas HaMegillah, that the Mishnah says is totally B'mehaga. Mach Mishinaga the Barachi Barach, Mach Mishinaga Shalach Reho, Lai Barach. The Shulchanach writes, based on Yerushalmi, that the Mach Mishinaga the Barach only is B'tzibah. The minig is to say bracha after Kriyas HaMegillah only b'tzibur, but yachid there is no minig. Vilna Gaon disagrees. Many Achrayim disagree. They say that Yerushalmi that speaks about a bracha shalach reha only b'tzibur, not b'yachid, is referring to birchas ha-teirah. But after you get an aliyah, then you say a shenasa malakar ha-semes. But after you finish learning, you don't say a bracha shalach reha. You're going to continue learning. Rabbi Broin Zechan Bracha told the story that he once had a dream. His brother once had a dream. He had an older brother. He once had a dream that he was learning with his father, and they closed the Gemara, and the father said, "Say the bracha shalach reha. Say the bracha shalach reha." So he said, "What do you mean, say the bracha shalach reha? You don't say a bracha the yochid shalach reha." And then he said, "No, say the bracha shalach reha." And then he woke up and he was very disturbed by the dream. And then 2 days later, he died. And then the family felt that that's what the dream meant, that you don't say a bracha shalach reha after learning Torah because you never finished. And the dream is telling him that he's finished. Anyway, so that's what the Vilna Gaon and the other Achrayim say, that that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that when the Yerushalmi says, you only say the Bracha Shalach Reho of the Tzibra, not the Yochid, that's referring to the... that's referring to the Bracha Shalach Reho of Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not referring to the Bracha Shalach Reho of Megillah. The Bracha Shalach Reho of Megillah, you say even the Yochid Shalach Reho. But most people follow the meaning that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that you only say the Bracha Shalach Reho Megillah if you have a minion. So the Shad is, what do you mean a minion? What if you have all together, men and women together, you have 10 people? Does that constitute a minion or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. Against the Yozaru, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinions of the Tosfos of Rosh and the others in Brachas that 10 women do not count. If you're going to be moiting, let's say I already heard the Kriyas HaMegillah, I was Yotze, then I'm going to lay to be moiting somebody else. So the proper thing is that you should only say Yotze Moitze. If I already was Moitze, I should only be allowed to be moiting somebody else if he's unable to do it on his own. Well, it's very difficult. Let's say he can't read the Megillah with drugs. Or he can read it, it's going to take him 10 hours to read the Megillah. So then I can be moiting him, Yotze Moitze, I can read the Megillah with him. But the bracha on the mikra megillah, then he give him a siddur. Let him say his own bracha. So if he knows how to say his own bracha, the bracha thing really is that, let's say, you go to lay for women. So the woman is going to be yotzei, should say the bracha before creates a megillah.
What's the bracha
say? It says in the Shulchan Aruch a little different bracha, because the Bahak says that the women are only mukhriyah in shmiya, not in kriya. So they should say the shmoa mikra megillah, I think. Instead of al mikra megillah, they should say the shmoa mikra megillah. Right. So you should ask the man to say the bracha. I'll make him give. You should say all the three brachas regularly. And if they can't, so they feel awkward about it, so then the deal is that even if they don't want it, then you can still say the bracha. The same, let's say, by a baltekeya. Baltekeya ready with Yetzir Shkiya Shaykhun Shul. He goes to blow in the hospital. So the proper thing is to tell, all right, the people in the hospital don't know how to blow, but they can say a bracha on the rock. So let them say the bracha. What bracha do you say? The Shema Kol Shofar. Let them say the bracha, the Shema Kol Shofar with the Shafyanu. Then you do the Kiyah Shofar. Unless they don't know how to say a bracha, or whatever, if they feel awkward about saying the bracha, so then the din is that we can say the bracha for them also. But l'hatchila, you should always try to have them say the bracha. Whatever they can do on their own, they should do on their own. That's the shayla. Let's say the mincha saluza has a shayla about that. What if the balkorei bikvias is a novel? So is there anything wrong if he lays a megillah in shul? This is not mehechatesa. What should be wrong? Why should it be an issa? We have a strange meaning that we don't even know the reason for, that we don't allow the yovel to daven for an amid and yomim tovim. And yom leroi and yom tovim. So the achrayim say, we don't add on to that. The meaning is only on yomim tovim. On Purim, after the Goyim was martyred, the Goyim didn't allow an Ovel, once went to daven for an Omen on Purim. So the Goyim said, Ovel b'chafui rosh, that he shouldn't daven for an Omen on Purim. So also, alright, so Purim you don't daven for an Omen either, but not to say the Megillah, why not? So in Isaiah you'll say, we have on Chanukah it says, the Ovel shouldn't light the Neris and Shul and say Shachyonu b'tzibur, but privately at home he has to say Shachyonu. When the Ovel lights his own Neris Chanukah at home, he doesn't say Shachyonu. But in Shul, the Achrayim said, you have a meaning, but the Ovel doesn't say Shachyonu b'tzibur. So the Minchas Alaza thinks that there's no tushla. He thinks that the Hadlokas on Eris and Shul, nobody's Yaitzi with, says in Shulchan Aruch. But you have to be Madlik Bebeisa. Bebeisa Knesset, no one's Yaitzi. So what are you saying brachas for? So the brachas with the Hadlokas, the whole thing is only for the Tzibur. It's not for you. You're not being Yaitzi yourself with that. So to say a Shachyana for the Tzibur, that's not right. But on Purim, he has to say the Shachyana for himself. He wants to be Yaitzi himself. So then he says, what's wrong? He doesn't see why there should be any objection to let the Yovel be the Balkori to create some Megillah and say all the brachas, including the Shachyon. He doesn't see why not. One can conjure up an objection. If you're looking for an objection, you can figure something out. The Maram Shik has a tshuva where he discusses, is the Yovel permitted the Daven for an Omen on Chanukah? Most places the meaning is yes. Why not? So on Purim not. They're going into, with Makban on Purim, you don't allow. When the Yovel went to Daven Minchas, he said, Yovel v'chapei rosh, you shouldn't Daven on Purim. But on Chanukah, they have to say, why not? People added on, now it's been hogging. So you don't have those. Some people add on that even on Tisha B'Av, you also shouldn't daven, because Tisha B'Av is called a moyed. It's ridiculous. And we have a minig, Achaim, so you don't know what the minig is based on, why the Yovel doesn't daven for an Amen on Yom Tov. So the same Mefurish, because Vegas is, Hovah the Lord also for love. You don't know what the reason for the minig is, you don't have to extend the minig. So on Chanukah, the minig is that the Yovel does daven for an Amen. The Shad is, what about saying Hallow? Can he say Hallow the Tzim? So some said, why not? What's wrong to say Hallow the Tzim? So Maram Shik has a tshuva, he thinks that that's an Issa Gomer. He says that to say Hallel is an Indian of Simcha, and he's Moira Arad. The Yovel is Mukhif to say the Hallel on Chanukah, but that he should be the Shliach Tzibur to recite the Hallel to initiate the Simcha on behalf of the whole Tzibur, that's not allowed. So he thinks that it's an Issa Deraisa, he writes in his truth. It's an Issa Deraisa for the Yovel to daven for an Omer to say Hallel. Then he quotes Chassam Sefer, also said that the Yovel shouldn't say Hallel and Shul on Chanukah. If one should assume like that, one should follow that Maharam Shik. One could raise a possible objection to allowing the Ovel be the Baal Kori to the priest and the Gila on Purim, because the Gemara says on Daf Yizal and the Gila, the Gemara is bothered with the question, why don't we recite Halal on Purim? So the Gemara gives three answers. One of the answers is, the Kriyas is Zuhalelo. The reading of the Gila is the key in Mahmitzvah of reciting Halal. So if that's really so then you can raise the objection that perhaps the Yovel who's reading the Megillah to be Mitzi everybody is considered as if he's reciting the Hallel, and it's a Hallel of Simcha. You can put together two and two. Come up with 22, come up with Rahum, and the Yovel should be the Balkor. But the Minchas Alaza says that he thinks that it's okay.
If you're reading for women later on,
So they really should say a bracha. Can one woman be motzi the other woman?
Yeah.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Balamor has a kasha, not Gemara. But the Gemara has, yeah.
Not to
let him down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been hugging. I don't know. Good question. No, let's say this fellow always down. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Could be. The Baal HaMor has a famous kasha on this Gemara. Tosfos and other Rishonim discuss the kasha. How could it be a machlokes Amoraim? Rav Rabami, I think, in Megillah, in the first paragraph, Peyoso. But the Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana has to have a minion on that. Kriyas HaMegillah Shalai Bizmana, let's say, Rebbe B'nei Akkorim HaMagdim. Everybody agrees that you need a minion. But the Mishnah later in Megillah lists off all the things that need a minion. It says Kriyas HaTerim, and Borchon, Kaddish, and Kedushan, Chazoros HaShatz. And different in the CS Kapayim, all the things that need an haftarah, all the things that need a minion, and it doesn't say that Kriyas HaMegillah needs a minion. Isn't it a Beferish Arai against everybody over here? Beferish Arai against everybody. So the Baal HaMor answers that from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask the kasha, didn't bother to discuss it, is a raya that the Mishnah is listing off the things that need a minion, the Ikuva. That if you didn't have a minion, you cannot have Kriyas HaTerah at all. You cannot have haftarah. You cannot have Chazoros HaShatz. But this whole discussion and daf hey between Rav and Rabbam is all a chatchila. It's not bidiyevi. Shal is good. Adi Bishanim learned that it is likuva. Adi Bishanim learned that this whole discussion is likuva. And if we're choishish for the opinion that Kriyas HaMegillah is ma'akev, that you need a minion. Even bizmano. Rav is choishish for Rabbam, that even bizmano, you do need a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah. So how can it be? Isn't it against the Mishnah? So the Ramban and Mohammed has a famous comment that the Mishnah Brura has made famous. Mishnah Brura quotes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, it's ain't a daima. The Mishnah is listing off the following things need a minion in order to be mechuyev. The Mishnah is listing off things that are chayvus hatzibur. Duchening is not a chayvus hayachol, chayvus hatzibur. Kriyas HaTorah, Chazoros HaShatz, Bochon, Kaddish, and Kedusha. And Haftarah, all these are chayvus hatzibur. But Kriyas HaMegillah, HaKochayom, the Kriyas HaMegillah. Everybody, it's a chayvus hayachol, the Amoraim argued, they need a minion in order to fulfill this chayvus hayachol. But nobody says that it's a chayvus hatzibur. So the Ramban says, that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes this in the Bir Aloch, he quotes this in Mochamos and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. But let's say a person, for some reason or another, was unable to come to shul on Monday or Thursday morning, on Shabbos morning, and he missed Kriyas HaTorah. Does he have to go out of his way to try to ring up a minyan to get together a minyan in order to hit Kriyas HaTorah? Is Kriyas HaTorah a chayvus hayochid, which one can only fulfill if you have a minyan? Or do you say, no, the ikara, it's only a chayvus hatzibur. So Mishnah Brura quotes this Ramban Mohammed, it's only a chayvus hatzibur. If you weren't together with the tzibur, so you're not going to forgive it all. That's what the Shari Ephraim writes in Hufas Kriyas HaTorah. He also writes with the Chiddush Ledina like that. He says that when do you have a din that the Ozeru quotes a story that the Balei HaTorah were all together on Shabbos morning. They had finished the Chazoros HaShatz, they're about to take out the Sefer Torah to Lein, Parshas HaShavua. And then the Crusaders came, they marched into town, they were making noise with the drums and everything, and all the Jews ran for their lives. They hid. And then a few days later, they were all nitzal, and the Crusaders went on their way to the Holy Land. So they had a shot the next Shabbos. They had missed Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. So they had a shot the next Shabbos. Should they lay both parshas? So the Rishonim said, yes, but you lay both. That, let's say, Sav and Shmini never go together. So this week it'll go together on Parshas Sav. They missed Kriyas HaTorah. So they can lay together at Sav and Shmini. So the Shari Ephraim has a Chiddush, Ladina, that's only if they were all together on Shabbos morning, and the Kriyas HaTorah with Chal on the Tzibur. But let's say there was a snowstorm and nobody went to shul at all on Parshas Tzav. Everybody stayed home. And then on Parshas Shmini, everybody's in shul. So do you lay Tzav and Shmini or not? So the Shari Ephraim says no. He says that whenever it's chayv to lay Parshas Tzav, it's a chayv tzibur, it's not a chayv tzayom. You can hold that it's a chayv tzibur and still dingzach and say that you still lay both Parshas. That's what he writes, the Chiddush Ledina.
I thought we
were
mentioned before that
right. That's a shaila because it has a couple of things that may not be a davish and kedusha like duchening. It's a different tam and benching mizum and b'shem. There's a question of shaila whether it's a davish and kedusha. Some say that it's not. Some say it's a different din. But you have bench b'shem. The Gemara says lava rachara. It's not the acharik to mention shem shemaim with less than a minyan. So it would appear from the Gemara a little bit like those who shem that it's not a davish and kedusha. There are different minhagim when you bench mizum and b'shem, but you stand up or not. But those who hold that it's a davar shebekdusha hold, you have to stand up. Because davar shebekdusha need gan mida. Those who hold that it's not a davar shebekdusha hold, you don't have to stand up. The Rambam seems to hold that it is a davar shebekdusha. Benching with Hashem is, but the Rambam says that three women can bench mizumin, but not mizumin of ten. If you have ten women, they can't bench mizumin b'shem. But the case Mishnah says, it's a davar shebekdusha. How can they bench b'shem? It's a davar shebekdusha. But other Rishayim have to seem to disagree. They hold that 10 women can bench Mizumah B'Shem also. It's not because it's a Dovah Shebekdusha. The Gemara doesn't say Dovah Shebekdusha. The Gemara says because La Barachar, La Kurish, Shmo, Shem Shamayim, the bottom of Asorah. The Gemara would appear it's not. It's a big machlegis in Rishayim, whether benching Mizumah B'Asorah is because it's a Dovah Shebekdusha or it's not. Let's say the Moshe, you can be mitzar people from two different rooms to bench Mizumah B'Asorah. Five people in one room, five people from the other room. If Royim says, what about for a minyan? If you have five people in one room, five people in the other room. So that's a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRajvah. The Gemara going is Machmir. What does it mean, Machmir? It's the same din. So you see, he holds that it's not the same din. It's not the same din. That the man, the bench, Mizumah, B'Shem, is not a Dabash B'Dusha. But there, you can name it Sarah, five people from different rooms. But to have a Dabash B'Dusha, that you have to have all the 10 people in the same room, that's a shame. That's a shame. The Mishnah only mentions the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. It doesn't have Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Rabbi Shur Ben Leir on the Abdal Alam Aleph says you have to read the Megillah Balayla Ubayom. Some Achrayim came up with this Chiddush of Turi Yevin, that's by the Shagasari, who saved from Megillah, and the Rabbi Yehuda has in his Chulis that the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is only within Rabbanim. The Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Midiri Kabbalah. It's a higher level of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Chiddush Ladina, there might be an Afkamina Ladina between the two. We pass from Allah that Sveika the Rabban Lakula and Sofik Dibri Kabbalah is Lechumra. Let that person is in doubt as to whether he missed the word or not by Yom. So we would tell him that he has to hear over the Kriyas HaMegillah because Sofik Dibri Kabbalah is Dibri Kabbalah could be a Raisa Dami, let me go Lechumra. That's how many Achrayim say, based on a Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam has like that. That if you have a tinus to Dibri Kabbalah, the only one is permitted to eat is a Chumra Shayesh Basakana because Dibri Kabbalah could be a Raisa Dami. And as far as Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, according to these Achrayim, it would be only the Rabbanon. He would say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. Most others disagree. In the Gemara, you don't get that impression at all. That Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a lower level than Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. It's questionable whether that's correct or not. Shagas Aryeh, the Turiyev, wants to say that that's the Biur in Shitas HaTesis. There's an Achlokes Tesis in the Rambam where you say Shachyana both Bayom and Balayla. And you say, no, the Rambam says, you already said Shechyana Balayla, what are you going to repeat Shechyana Bayom? You don't go in passages like the Rambam, that Bayom you don't say Shechyana. In Germany, the meaning was that they didn't say Shechyana Bayom, the Maharil quote, they didn't say Shechyana Bayom, but the Maharil was the Balkore, and he held like faces. So he, it says in Sefer Maharil, he would say the two brachas out loud in the morning, and then he would pause and say the third bracha. He would say the Shachyana softly, so that Tzibu wouldn't hear. And then he would continue, then he would read the Kriyas HaMegillah.
Does it have
Sinkhu
Tzibu?
In here? Yeah, like Tzibu. But the mini Gamakam was like the Ramah. The rabbi doesn't always get his way. The ritual committee got voted on. That's the Maharam Rukhmer. He stood for lightning and he didn't insist that the Tzibu should stand for lightning. Right. So that's how the Shagasari claims that that's the Biur. And do we have any rights? That's the Biur in Shitas Rabbein Atam. Why do you say Shachyana Bayom or Balayla? You already said Shachyana last night. But you repeat again Shachyana in the morning. You just did the mitzvah last night. So he says, no, that the Iker Kriyas, that's what Taisi says, the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. What does Taisi mean? The Iker is Bayom. Why is it more Iker than Balayla? What you've done last night is nothing in comparison to what you're going to do in the daytime. Why is that the Iker? That's what the Turi Yevin says, that the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is only with the Rabbanon. The Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, that's the real Kriyas HaMegillah Kabbalah. So that's why you have to say Shechyana Bayom.
What does
the Turi Yevin say? That's a Shaila. Why does the Bahag say that a woman cannot be Moitzi men with Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Bahag himself says a different view. This is quote, the Bahag is saying that women are only Mechuyev in Shmiyas HaMegillah, and men are mechuyev in Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a different chiyuv. The women should say a different bracha, the Shmaya Mikra Megillah, and the men recite the bracha Al Mikra Megillah. So according to the way the Bahag says, it doesn't make any difference by Yom HaBalayla, but others say a different biur. That when the Gemara says, right, whoever says a different biur, that's the Bahag's psak, or a different pshat than the Bahag. The Lab Mitaimei doesn't give the Bahag's reasoning. He says that women are only mechuyev in the Rabbanim. Women are not mechuyev in the Rikabbalah, because Afein Hoi B'Yosaneh is only only gives it the tokif of a din d'rabbanan. That's what Tosfos said. Often Rabbi Yosef does work on a level of the rice, and nor does it work. That's what the Torah Yevan Azan. Nor does it work on a level of the mekabola. So the women are mechuyev in kriyas hamigila, and the d'rabbanan. The men are mechuyev in kriyas hamigila, the mekabola. So the woman is a lower level of chiv, so she cannot be moitzi the man. According to his chiv, it should come out that the woman should be able to be moitzi the man on kriyas hamigila b'alayim. That's a nice part. But that's not what the Bahagim self says. Similarly, the way the Macheshes makes a Cheshbon also, Macheshes has also a different biur in the Bahag, not the way it really says in the Bahag. He has his own suggestion that the Gemara says what we just mentioned before. There are three answers why we don't recite Halal on Purim. So one of the answers is that with the Kriyas HaMegillah we are Yaitse Halal. Kriyas is Zuhalela. And it's a Shaila in the Rambam and the Magen Avraham how we pass in the Dinah. We pass in that Svara, then we pass in the other Svara. So the Marcheshi suggests, the ninth fall on Iluyas, that if Kriyas HaMegillah is the Kiyam of Hallel, and women are only Mukhevim Kriyas HaMegillah, often Hagiyah Sanez, but the women are not Mukhevim reciting Hallel. So that's why the women cannot be right to the men in Kriyas HaMegillah, because the women are only Mukhevim one aspect of the Megillah, namely the Kriyas HaMegillah aspect, Kriyas Suvin, Pirsumi Nisa aspect, whereas the men are Mukhevim a double aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah. Namely in the halal aspects. So that's why the women cannot be married to the men, they're not mechuyev in both aspects. But balayla, and you never say halal balayla, you only say halal bayom. Like on Chanukah, you only say halal bayom, not balayla. So the men also are only mechuyev mitam kriyas ksuvim of pirsumi nisim, and not mitam megillah. So then according to his cheshbon also, the women should be able to be married to the men with kriyas megillah and leil purim. Yeah, but that's not what the Bahag says. The Bahag says a different view. The Bahag applies both bayom and balayla. The Mishnah Megillah lists off the things that you can only do by Yom and not by Lada. So this is Halal, is one of those things. The Mizrach Shem Mishav Nevoyim. You can only, Gemara says, you don't have enough fuzzy, you can only say Halal, the whole Shem Hashem. You can only say Halal from sunrise till sunset. You can't say before, you can't say yet. Pesach night is a kash, how come you say Halal Pesach night is Zohir, it's a kash. So the risk of Rabbi answers that Halal B'Shasana, right, based on the sunset, the Halal B'Shasana is a Dusa. Zohar gives a different answer on the kash. Zohar says, at the time of Yitzchak and Tzrayim, the sun was shining bright. I mean, but it's not shining today. The question, what pshat? No, so Zoya. Whatever pshat and all the other Zoyas is pshat and Zoya. This something I'll be missing. Shailas, can women lain for other women? Can a woman lain for other women? Why not? The Bahag only says that a woman cannot lain for a man, but the woman can lain for herself. No. Why shouldn't she be allowed to lay for herself? Let's say the woman already was Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah, and she wants to read the Megillah for other women who didn't hear Kriyas HaMegillah Yotzei. Want to apply the principle of Yotzei Moitzi, and Yotzei Moitzi is based on Kodesh Sol HaRevim Zedizeh, and Tosfos and some Rishonim say that there's no Orvis by women. And some say that women for women, there's also no Orvis. Shailan Kostin. That's a fancy shot. But let's say a simple case, not where the woman already was Yotzei. A woman wants to lay Kriyas HaMegillah by the women's minion. She wants to lay Kriyas HaMegillah for the other women. Why not? What can be no good? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he doesn't misquote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Karban Nisano who misquoted the Tosfos. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Karban Nisano, Pidlei Kloim, who misquotes Mamash HaTosfos. Tosfos says, like the Bahag, the Lav Mitai Mei, why women shouldn't lay in the Megillah for men. Some Rishonim, the Kol says, because Kol Bisha Erevon. The woman's going to be laying with the truck, so it's a violation of Kol Bisha Erevon. Tosfos gives a different reason, to say, like the Bahag, the Lav Mitai Mei, that it's not Kovad HaTzibur, that a woman should lay in Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Karban Nisano quotes that as saying that a woman cannot lay Kriyas HaMegillah for other women because it's not Kavod HaTzibur. Why is it not Kavod HaTzibur? They're all women. But a woman shouldn't lay for a man, that's not Kavod HaTzibur. The men are sitting and learning in the yeshivas all day and all night and they can't cross the chayt to lay in Megillah. The women are busy baking hamantashen and cleaning the house and diapering the babies and doing other things. But the men should be the ones that know how to read the Megillah with the truck, with the yibur, with everything. So the woman has to lay to be right to the man. It's an olam hafuch. So that's Kavod HaTzibur, that's not... That's embarrassing for the men, but a woman should lay for other women. Why should that be a violation of Kol HaTzibur? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Karban Nisanal as he said it, but the Karban Nisanal is a pella. The Tosfos never said that. Tosfos explains why the woman cannot lay for men. Tosfos is suggesting you can hold like the Bahag, but for a different reason.
What's been the other?
Come to the Bahag, you're not?
No, but
Kol HaTzibur. Kol HaTzibur, yeah. Shabbos, whenever you have a din of Kol HaTzibur, you can be moichel on the Kol. So that's a machlokes achrona, but the yevid you would be yours. The kolba, one of the bali apes, one of the rishayim say like the bahag, but for a different reason. That a woman cannot lay for men because kol bisha erevon. She's going to be singing the niggin.
Why is it? Why isn't it?
Why isn't it? I mean, you don't sing like it's not an opera. You jump down a little bit, sure. It's not so much a calling. A lady can. That's a shayla. The Baha claims that not. The Baha quotes Abraisa that a woman cannot be moitzi a man. I don't know. On Purim morning, we read the Gemara has a Tachanas Achacham. We read the Kriya Satera, and Tosis points out in Yerushalmi there are only 9 psukim. The problem, I think, after the Torah, less than 10 psukim. So one opinion, one practice that the Balei HaTosfos had was that they leaned over the last pasuk twice. So they had 10 psukim. By leaning the same pasuk twice, they had 10 psukim. But Yerushalmi says, that's after, the Yerushalmi says that you don't have to lean over because Hecha the Shalom in Yana, since you finished the whole parasha, so that's good enough even though you only have 9 psukim. And Yerushalmi says the same by a Haftarah, that the din is that the Haftarah on Shabbos has to have a minimum of 21 psukim. Because the Haftarah should be connected, the Psukim and the Kriyas Haftarah. And on Shabbos they have to give 7 aliyahs and each aliyah has to have 3 Psukim. 7 times 3 is 21, so the Haftarah has to have a minimum, Haftarah of Shabbos has to have a minimum of 21 Psukim. Haftarah of Yom Tov has to have a minimum of 15 Psukim. If you give 5 aliyahs, every aliyah has to be a minimum of 3 Psukim. So the Kriyas Haftarah has to be a minimum of 15, so the Haftarah has to be a minimum of 15. So the Yerushalmi says, although normally you have to have 21 Psukim in a Haftarah, but if it's Shalom and Yana, so then it's good enough. Yerushalmi gives them as a marshal, I think the Haftarah Parsha Tzav, you know? Hold on, Seichem Tzav. The Gemara gives that marshal. Or the Tzav Tzav. The Gemara gives that as a marshal of less than 20 years. Haftarah Parsha Tzav. We're not going to say this, we're going to say the Haftarah Parsha Tzav. But the Yerushalmi said that that's why I'm Purim. You can lay in the Kriya Sattar, even though it only has 9 psukim for Shalom and Yonah. What exactly does that mean, Shalom and Yonah? What kind of an idea is that? So some say, based on the din in Hilchos Brichos HaMazon, we learned the best year, that when you say HaMoitzi, so let's say if you have 2 chalas, one is a shlema, one is a prusa, so you have to say HaMoitzi on the shlema. What if you have 2 chalas? One is gigantic, one is small. So you say Hamotzi on the big one, the gadol, not on the kosher. What if you have 2 chalas? One is a small shlema, and one is a big prusa. A gigantic chala, and a little bit of skadol, but it's very big. And then I have a little roll that's a shlema. So should you say the Hamotzi on the shlema, which is katan, or should you say the Hamotzi on the prusa, which is gadol? So the din is that the Gemara says that you say the Hamotzi on the shlema. Because the gadol shalem has more hashivis than the gadol gadol. The story about Rabbi Saul Salanta, they had a tainer. He took one of the great Bavli Kishreinis, one of the big Talmid HaChamim, and made him into a Musanik, and they timed it if he wouldn't put the bug of Musa into his head, so he would have become a greater Gadol in learning. So why? What right did he have to ruin his potential in learning? So he quoted this din, that Shleimus is more important than Godless. But he wanted to make him into an Adam Shalem, who would be less of a Gadol, rather than a Gadol who would be not an Adam Shalem. So some say that that's the pshat over here also, that Allah requires you have to have 21 psukim for a haftarah, you have to have 10 psukim for kriyas haftarah, and so on and so forth, a number, a size. So then the Gemara says, and the Yerushalmi says, but if it's shalom in yonah, if it has a shleimus, so a shleimus is more important than kamos. Shleimus can substitute for godless and so on. That's one pshat. Maybe that's a pshat, So Ovechik has a different shot. He said that what was the Takanas Chacham that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim and the Kriya Sattara has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. Why? What does 3 represent and what does 10 represent? So he said, very sharp Harif, he said, sometimes when you learn Kriya Sattara, you go like this. The first pasuk goes, Vada Abasham Moshe Lema. Next pasuk says, Sav Israel Yisrael Vemarato Aleyah. And he still didn't say anything. He still didn't begin. Then the third pasuk says, what the din is. It takes 2 psukim of introduction, give an introduction, not until you scratch the surface. So if you're laying very often, it's not so very often in the first pasuk, you already start hacking away on the din, and very often in the second pasuk. So sometimes you have to have 3 psukim in order to begin the din. The first 2 psukim are just introductory remarks. So that was a takana that every aliyah should have a minimum of 3 psukim, but she should say something. He shouldn't just read an introduction, he should begin, at least he should scratch the surface and say something. What's the idea of 10 psukim? That sometimes it takes a long time to finish an inyan. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes shorter. But in 10 psukim, even if you haven't finished, let's say the whole, let's say you have a long, long parasha, let's say 25 psukim. At least if you've gone through 10 psukim, you've already finished the 2 psukim of the introduction, and in any 8 psukim will already finish a certain aspect of the inyan. Even if you haven't finished the whole inyan, but you will have finished an aspect of the inyan. So now the Yerushalmi says, if it's shalom and yono, and less than 10 psukim is also good. Because the whole idea of 10 psukim is that you should be shalom a chelik of the inyan, at least finish a chelik of the inyan. But if it's shalom and yono, the whole parsha is over a 9 psukim. So Zavarato, he finished the whole inyan in 9 psukim. That was his pshat in Yerushalmi. He thought that was mamish pasha pshat in Yerushalmi. He thought that it's muchach na Yerushalmi, that that's the pshat and the reason why you need 10 psukim, that you should have finished at least a chelik of the inyan. So the Yerushalmi said, you finished the whole inyan in Zavarato, great. The Parsha Achyona Bayom, we mentioned before, the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Tosfos, and the Pshat of the Turi Eben in the Tosfos. Others give different diurim. Why you say Shachyona twice? There was a famous Pnei Yeshua and Amiri who have the same Pshat but in opposite directions. The Pnei Yeshua says, like the Tosfos and the Shagasar, that the Ikki Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. And that's why you say Shachyona Bayom. I say, why do you say Shachyona Balaylo? So you say Shachyana Bayom like every Yom Kippur. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You always say Shachyana Balayla. Not apropos to any mitzvah. On Yom Kippur you say Shachyana, not the B'shaz doing any mitzvah. On the Yom Kippur alone. So you say Shachyana on Leil Purim, not in connection with the Kriyas HaMegillah. So Shachyana, well, not the Kedushas HaYom, there's no Kedushas to Purim, but Shachyana on the Yom. The Miri has the same thing, but in the reverse. The Miri says that the Chiddush Medina, according to Pesach, if you don't have a Megillah, you still say Shachyana on the Yom Kippur. The Chiddush. The Mishnah Brewer is not sure whether we should pass like that or not. Maybe we have the same thing in the reverse. No, it's not Dush Lechayyam Akur.
What?
Adwa Sazman, Shachyana Lazman Azeb, Reis Azman Kavua. The left, no Chayyar.
So, Mishnah
Brewer is not a Mishnah Brewer. But there was no Takonim. Here on Purim, you see, there was a Takonim. Purim is a day of happiness. It's a day that brings joy. The Chiddush does not necessarily bring any joy. So, Shachyana, when it comes a day, a calendar day or a season, which initiates some happiness and joy. The Miri has the same thing as the Pesha, but just the reverse. He says the Shachyana, you say at night time, is the Shachyana Kriyas HaMegillah. So why in the world do you repeat the Shachyana Bayom? Oh, the Shachyana Bayom is the Shachyana on the Yontif. But why do you enter with the Shachyana last night? The time he feels, that's where our salvation has a whole sheer, a lot of Makaris, he feels that the Yontif only begins in the morning. That the night of Purim is the night before Purim. It's not like all the Yom Tovim, their Isa, that the Yontif begins in the era that era. It begins at night time and goes to the next day. No, the Yom Purim is only the daytime. And that's why you can only be able to shalach manas and matanas by Yom, and the suit, everything is only by Yom. What's the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? You should lay the Megillah on Erev Purim, the night before Purim. It's not Purim. Purim is only by Yom. What do you have to lay the Megillah Erev Purim? Because the Gemara says, Ulushanoisa by Yom. So that the Kriyas HaYom should be a second Kriya. And then the Tziv has that Lashon. Ulushanoisa by Yom means that the second Kriya should be a more in-depth Kriya. When a person reads, learns the same thing twice, or the second time that he learns it, he understands it better. So you should lay the Megillah the night before Purim. Purim is really only by Yom. All the mitzvahs Hayom are only by Yom. And the Shachyana by Yom is Shachyana on the Yom Tov. And the reading of the Megillah before is a Hachana, so that the Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom should be the second Kriyas, there should be a more in-depth Kriya. So Allah shouldn't have been a Tziv like that. Yeah, it says in the Shulchanot, they quote the Pasuk, you should have in mind the Meshachyanu, that it should go on the mitzvahs of Sudas Purim, Meshach Manas, Meshach Manas, Meshach
Manas. But this also applies by Hanukkah, if they don't have the knowledge, or is it
because they... The Miri says the same by Hanukkah, that you say Shachyanu on the Yom Tov alone without the mitzvah.
Which
you report said it means in doubt whether we should pass from like that Miri.
Would you say the Shachyanu
also? I don't think so. Just the Shachyanu is the Shachyanu.
Why is
Shasanism
more
really
on the day,
not
on the event?
I don't think so. No. Shasanism has to do with the Hadlokia, the Shachyanu, the Shara has to do with the Yom. Okay, as far as though it was to be kitzur, there's hardly any time left. The Suda, the Poskim say, really should finish the whole Suda by Yom. It's not proper the Minigurim that you start the Suda by Yom and finish by Laila. At least you should have the Rav Suda, the Ikas Suda by Yom. And the Mahatir, you should have the whole Suda by Yom. And bench, you should say the Yalav, the Alanis, you should be recited.
And if you
finish after, so we pass, and that you do say Alanis. But the Mahatir, the best thing is to avoid the whole Shara. to finish the whole Suda by Yom. Then the mitzvah to get Shikar on Purim, Rashi, and many Rishonim say before is that it's only with Yayin and it's only by Yom in the middle of the Suda. You get drunk the night before, there's absolutely no mitzvah, mamish and other. Mitzvah is only as a chelik of the Suda and only with Yayin, because that's what the Nes was. Rashi and the Rekeach and the Urayim, there's the endless stuff, all the Rishonim. The Biskarov pointed out that in the Rambam writes in Chumash that the mitzvah is only b'perech ha-sudeh. It's not b'perech ha-sudeh. There is no mitzvah at all to get shit. In fact, the Shaloh attacks so much. Purim is a hayant of a king of the kibbutz, the second Kabbalah Sotel. It should be such a serious day. We made a whole joke out of it. We made a late song about it. Just like Simchas Torah made a joke out of Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is supposed to be a very serene, serious day. Happiness, a lot of happiness out of Kabbalah Sotel. But not the late song, not the evil pep, like the commentator. like many Purim skits and so on. Okay.